All right, time for sports. Let's see if we can hear him this time. Mike, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, the last time I, for some reason, couldn't get you, couldn't raise you. So.
Yeah, I heard you.
Well, that doesn't work. One way doesn't work in radio.
I know.
Yeah. All right, so now, I was at the dentist yesterday, and I had a tooth pulled. So
again?
Yeah, it's in the past week. I've had two extractions and an abscess. And an infection. So.
Oof.
All right. Yeah. One of those weeks you don't dream of. So I know that not a lot of baseball was played yesterday. The Yankees were out on the coast, right?
Yep.
And they played
Seattle.
All day. All right.
They got up to a 4-0 lead. Hap gave them back three runs, and they wound up winning 5-4. A real ho hum game. I didn't even stay up for it.
Well, when I was watching at home after I got back from the dentist, the Major League Baseball Network, one of the announcers said, "Give me a real valid reason to stay up and watch the Yankees-Mariners game."
Yeah.
All right.
And just to point out that this weekend against the Dodgers, how I always say it all depends when you hit a team. The Dodgers lost last night to San Diego. So, they're not playing that great right now. So just remember that. Two teams fighting for position, St. Louis and Milwaukee. St. Louis destroyed Milwaukee 12-2 yesterday. That helps the Mets' cause. And two teams playing each other also in wild card contention, although not right on top of it. Arizona beat San Francisco 6-4. And the Phillies, who are still ahead of the Mets, they beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in 11 innings.
Okay.
So, you know, the Mets, they have to win because the teams ahead of them are winning. If they lose and teams ahead of them win, it just makes the play for the one wild card position that much tougher. And unless, I say one wild card, unless Washington totally disintegrates because they got the first wild card pretty much locked up.
All right. All right, where else do we want to go in sports?
Stay with baseball. There's more going on today. The Stems play the Cubs. That's a team they have to catch. They play the Cubs three games this week, and then after that they play the Phillies three games over the weekend. So there's a lot of games with contending teams. The Mets play for the rest of the season. They only have, I think they have 30-some-odd games left, and only 9 are against teams with less than a 500 record. And of those 9, 3 of them are in Colorado, another place where the Mets don't play too well. So they have an uphill struggle. Tonight, a good game, unfortunately not on TV. Charlie Morton lines up against Verlander. Morton is a top pitcher, used to pitch for Houston. He's now pitching for Tampa. Tampa plays Houston tonight, and it probably is the best game on the card tonight.
All right, so that's the best game on the card in baseball.
Yep.
So what was I going to say about the Yankees. Oh, and the Dodgers. You know, I just can't see the Yankees or Houston beating other teams in the National League if that have pitching.
Well, I think the only team in the National League that can beat the Dodgers, I don't think. The Nationals could too, but they don't have a whole lot of hitting. The Nationals have a couple of good starters they can roll out there, and they're a real streaky team. Maybe you give them a shot, but other than the Braves in Washington, I can't see St. Louis, Chicago, the Mets, the Phillies. I can't see any of them beating the Dodgers.
We'll have to see. The Dodgers are stacked, but
still have to play, but yeah. You know, I can't. I think two teams have a shot because they have pitching, and the Braves have pretty decent hitting. I think they can go up against the Dodgers in the, you know, short series. Anything can happen. You have Kershaw, who doesn't win in the postseason, so that's a detriment to the Dodgers. So they're going to be heavily favored, put it that way. But I don't think they're shoo-ins to get there.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow. See what's going on. Oh, do we have any horse racing information or picks?
How long have we been doing this?
No, but I thought.
It's Tuesday.
They didn't race on Monday.
Saratoga's closed on Tuesday, and this year closed on Mondays.
That's why I was. Yeah, I know. I forget these things.
It's all right. Hey, when you're getting teeth yanked out of your head, you can forget a lot of things.
And there's a lot of people that would like my yank the head out of the body, too. All right.
Too bad for them.
Hey, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Now, that is Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.